Please give a warm welcome to our host and presenter, Jim Luce.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Hamilton Stage and the Runway Arts District. And tonight we have a very special evening of music. So thanks very much for coming out and being part of what we're doing here, which it's getting more and more fabulous each time we try to make music in this brand new, beautiful facility. Couple of pieces of business. First of all, I want to thank RSI Bank, the greatest bank in the whole world. They have been serving our beautiful town of Rahway for over 150 years, and they know about jazz, and they know about music, and they know about the arts. And because of them, we're here tonight. And also, thanks to the National Endowment for the Arts, for funding the Masters on Masters series, which is a concept that I wanted to bring to you, the listener. As a person who loves music and wants to spread the gospel of this music, I know that we have to take risks all the time. And I'd like you to meet a gentleman who is not only taking the the ultimate risk, but I want you to meet Laszlo Gardoni. Laszlo?
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
Thanks for coming.
It's my pleasure.
Laszlo is Bostonian, and you you grew up in Hungary.
That's right, and a Hungarian Bostonian.
Hungarian Bostonian, I like it. So how did you discover that a life of music was interesting for you to pursue, and then how did you find your way to jazz?
It's been there from a very early age for me, the improvisation aspect of jazz, and actually any kind of folk and some of popular music as well. And through improvisation, I discovered so much about myself. And also, it was like a diary that kept me going during my childhood and my teenage years. And the interesting thing about that was that, you can improvise in many different ways. But I always improvised based on grooves, just like blues does, jazz does. So I wouldn't say that in my early years I was a jazz aficionado, of course, but I did improvise kind of more in the blues area than just kind of an open improvisation. And later on, it just kept me going through high school to create music this way. It was part of my growth. And then, of course, I discovered jazz through various sources, recordings of my friends, radio, whatever. And it was just a natural progression from liking some progressive rock and graduating to jazz in a way.
Yes, and you went to the Bartok Conservatory.
That's right.
What does Bartok mean to the soul of Hungary? Mm-hmm. And in that environment, were you able to go deeper into this direction which you chose for yourself, which landed you here in the United States?
It's a very interesting thing because I think Bartok is more universally important than important specifically in Hungary. There are plenty of people in Hungary who are very traditionalist about classical music. So they like Mozart, they like traditional classical playing and classical composition. Bartok was always a revolutionary. He was considered a jazz musician by classical musicians and classical musician by jazz musicians. So, of course, he lived some of his life here in the United States. That was part of the appeal to some of the jazz musicians, including Chick Corea and Keith Jarrett, who listened and actually followed some of his musical direction. For example, the children's song series by Chick Corea is largely inspired by Bartok's Microcosmos series.
Yeah, that was on ECM,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's right. So in a way, liking classical composers that were improvisers, it was a natural way to connect to my improvisational background. Like Chopin actually was an improviser. Not too many people know that, but he was. And he just wrote down things because there wasn't an MP3 recorder around at the time, so he had to write something down. Bach was an improviser. Now, as I improvised all my life since I was 5 years old, and actually my latest recording has a picture of me improvising at 3.5 years old, which I don't remember being taken, that picture. Mm-hmm. My father gets now photo credits, you know. It was always interesting to discover later that the classical composers I like, they were improvisers themselves. And then, of course, the rock and roll players I liked, I knew they were improvisers, and the jazz players are all improvisers. So music is created in the moment, the greatest music, whether it's written down later or not. But it's always there in the moment, and that's where we have to be as musicians and also as audience.
New York Times called you a fluid pianist,
right,
and you,
right.
And your work has been compared to Bill Evans. Mm-hmm. And at least some people have considered that.
Yeah.
Tell me, what is it about the instrument, the piano, that gives you what you need in order to make music? Some people play the drums, other people play other things. What is it for you about the piano?
Well, it's a good one, because I think I play every one of those instruments on the piano. That's what the greatest about the piano, that you do play drums on it, you do play horns on it, you do play guitar on it, if you will, in terms of harmonic language. It's all there. You have to push yourself to get to the level when it's really an orchestral instrument, but it is an orchestra in itself. So when I play with my trio, I had the good fortune to play with some amazing people. I recorded 10 albums for Sunnyside and Antilles labels with people like Jamie Haddad or Dave Holland, Miroslav Vitus. But I always felt that having this orchestra at my hand, under my hands, provides me with a great chance to bring these people in to my music. And you know, some of these recordings were live two-track. It's just like a concert recorded in the studio. And you have a quick rehearsal with Dave Holland, obviously being a busy person. So if you don't have this orchestral approach to it, it's not going to be an amazing album, because everybody's going to find their place in it.
Yes.
But you can help so much the music if you see your instrument as an orchestra that provides whatever is needed in the moment for that. And then, of course, these people play amazing on the albums because they are great to begin with, and that's a learning experience for me and an inspirational experience for me.
Leslie, you found home in Boston,
mm-hmm.
and in particular the Berklee School of Music,
yeah.
which has a worldwide reputation as the launching pad, if you will, for a career in jazz. At least, traditionally, Berklee was like the only place for a very, very long time.
That's true.
And then there's been an explosion of jazz education.
Mm-hmm.
What, of course, this is completely different than in the old days, and I'm talking about the 20s and 30s when Art mm-hmm. Tatum and Willie the Lion Smith and all the cats
right.
were out at the University of the Streets trying to outcut each other. And it was fun, but it was serious business.
Yeah.
What is it that jazz education has to offer American culture for the future?
I think, having seen a lot of bad examples of jazz education, I can say that what we have at Berklee and what I am doing as a professor there is to keep the instinctive and cerebral components in balance. It's extremely easy to teach a kid with just the cerebral aspects. You're going to come out shining as a teacher. They're going to sound like Sonny Stitt because they are playing a Sonny Stitt solo note by note. But if you give them to their own devices, they can't even play on a blues. So you have to be able to bring out their own creativity, plus introduce them to the tradition. And being Jackie McLean, the theme today, I think it's important to know that he was one of those pioneers who came out of the tradition. He was a disciple of Charlie Parker and good friend of his. But he also played with avant-garde musicians, so he was interested in progressing through that. And if you can give that sense for the students, that music is one language with many dialects, and even jazz has these many dialects that you have to get interested in. Otherwise, your music will lack in knowledge and also lack in inspiration. Then that's good music education. If you're just covering your butt and you make sure that your student will do something impressive for the parents or the audiences, then you're just serving your own career. So we are risk takers, and we are doing great with it. I mean, Keith Jarrett came out of the Joe Zawinul, John Scofield, Abercrombie. So it's just, countless people, Brantford, Marsalis, everybody went there. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, a great musician, a wonderful human being, and a great pianist is going to play for you now. Won't you please welcome the great Laszlo Gardoni.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Afro Gardoni! Afro Gardoni!
Thank you very much. Thank you.